Good morning, welcome again to our Sunday service. I hope you're having a good week. I've been watching a pottery programme lately called The Great Pottery Throwdown. Potter sits at the wheel, pressing the foot pedal to make the wheel spin at the desired speed, depending on what they want to make or how the clay is reacting. They mould the clay into something fit for a desired purpose. I've watched lovely tea sets being made, cheese bowls, even toilets on the last series. I've seen the intricate decoration and time spent on a particular area to enhance it and make it attractive. I've watched as the clay refuses to go where the potter wants it to go, and they've had to smash it and start again. I've watched as the clay, I've also seen how the pots are put into the fire. Scorching heat that either produces the most beautiful colours and creative design, or sometimes comes out not as planned, with broken pieces or darker colours than desired. Now we're told in Isaiah 64:8 that we are like clay in our Father's hands. But now, Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Just as I've watched the potters on TV, our Father in heaven is moulding us for a purpose, putting things in place that allows us to move and become more like him. He knows when we need to slow down, when we need to speed up, when we need to push on, go a little faster, and he knows when we need to stop. We're also told in Genesis 1:27 that we are made in God's image. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And in Jeremiah 29:11, that he has plans and a purpose for our life. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So if we are clay in our Father's hands, made in his image for a purpose, then I'd like to look how we can allow ourselves to be moulded into something that someone that walks and shines like Jesus, into someone that is willing to yield in every area so that we bring him glory. So let's look at the process potters go through to make what they intend to make. But before I do that, I want to make it really clear that God doesn't have a process. He has a relationship with each one of us. We're not a process to an end product. We are a creative and relational being. We are all individuals who grow and learn differently. So these changes happen as we relate to our Heavenly Father. It's not an ABC list that we follow and in the correct order. It's a journey that we take on that involves us in relationship with our Father. Often we have to visit the same place again and again until we actually get so that we learn to walk how the Father walked and how Jesus walked. It's a journey, not a process. Excuse me. So, back to the earthly potter. Firstly, they wedge the clay, which includes throwing it down, rolling it in a tight spiral, and sort of kneading method. Wedging makes the clay more pliable. It ensures a uniform consistency. It removes air pockets as well as small hard spots so that the clay becomes ready to use or maybe reused again. If an air pocket goes into the kiln, a firing process, the piece could crack or break or even explode depending on the size of the air pocket. So the first process is really important, or the end piece might not be as fit for purpose as expected. So when we first say to God and when we first say yes to God and welcome him as our Lord and Saviour in our lives, I think there's a process similar to wedging. Whereas we get to know him better, air bubbles can be removed if we are allowing God to change and remove the things that are not in alignment with his will. I say willing because it's something that we all have a choice in. Even though I'm talking about the potter having control of the clay, God doesn't control, but desires and delights, encourages and leads. It's still up to us if we follow. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. We have a God that loves and rejoices over us. So it makes sense that our loving Father would want to grow and mature us. As we teach our children, he teaches us. I remember as a young Christian, I clearly heard God tell me no about something, yet I continued to do it anyway. It was something to do with a 5p piece, something seemingly so small, so irrelevant. But it wasn't irrelevant to God, because he cares about every area of our lives. It was one of those things that God saw in my attitude, that wasn't what he saw for me. It was one of those air bubbles being removed. The attitude that I might or I might not do what God told me to do, depending on if I thought it was good or not. And obviously, God has a bigger picture, and he was preparing me for bigger things, and things that he already knew lay ahead of me. Matthew 7:24-27 Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house. It did not fall because it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine does not listen to them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew and the beat against the house and it fell. And great was the fall of it." So I think these early stages of willing to be moulded are the foundations that we have to stand on later when troubles and trials come. I believe that the small things God reveals to us for change will help us stand firm later and grow more and more like him. And then we come to the stage where the potter adds the water to the clay, making it pliable and mouldable. One of the pottery sites I've been looking on says, "Knowing how the clay shall feel is important. Too wet, you can't throw the cylinder up. She will collapse. The same goes for hand building. The clay will not stay up. Too dry, and you'll be fighting with the clay on the wheel. Or your hand building will crack. God knows us intimately and has sent Holy Spirit, like the water to the clay, as our helper in preparing us to do God's work. 2 Timothy 2:21 tells us, "God wants to form us into vessels for honour, sanctification, useful for the master, prepared for every good work." If we want to be people that God can use, that his light shines out of, if we want to be people that see the miraculous, see hearts melt because God worked through us, then we have to allow Holy Spirit to speak into our lives. We have to be prepared to listen and obey what he is asking us to do. This comes through time spent in God's presence, through prayer and asking, through learning to hear that still small voice. Practically for me, learning to hear the Holy Spirit has been a fun journey when I look back on it. I remember sitting on a beach and having a decision to make, and my friend said, "Ask Holy Spirit," and walked away. I thought, great, how does that help me? And then smiled as I realised, ask Holy Spirit. So I did, and I got the answer that, and I got an answer. So learning to hear from Holy Spirit is a journey that we all have to travel on if we want to be a vessel of honour and sanctification and useful for the master, prepared for good works. So if it isn't something that you've learned to do yet, can I encourage you to start? Just ask Holy Spirit, make you aware of his presence. What is he saying? Tell him that your ears are open to listen, that your heart is ready to hear what he is saying. Ask him about the things in your day. Just walk with him as your day evolves. Ask him to reveal and open up the scriptures to you, and just enjoy communication with him. So, the bubbles are out, the clay is wet, and now it's time for the clay to be put on the wheel and moulded. For us, we're at the stage that we listen and follow Holy Spirit. We allow God to interact in areas of our lives, revealing parts that are not in alignment with his kingdom. We're at the stage that we welcome and see that we are becoming more like him and asked to go further and deeper. So the wheel is spinning and the clay is thrown on. I say thrown, not placed or put carefully, because the potter has to do this firmly, or the clay will not fix to the wheel. It will slide off and move from the centre where it needs to be for the pot to shape properly. The connection has to be there. The clay has to be centred on the wheel. Our connection has to be there with God. If we are to hear and to follow him, we have to keep our eyes firmly fixed on him and our heart and life centred on him. We do this through worship, praise, reading the Bible. We all have our own favourite ways of connecting with God. The main thing is that we are doing it. Centering our lives is more than just church on a Sunday. It's asking and welcoming God into every day of our life through worship and praise. A long time ago, I found it easier to do this among large groups of people. But as we know, that's not really possible at the moment. Yes, we can join in virtually with worship. We can watch YouTube videos. But for me, there's a different connection when I purposely choose to worship on my own. Imagine yourselves in the living room, worship music playing, singing out, or not. You might just be singing on your own. You can stand and sing, raise your arms, go on your knees, even dance. I think there's a freedom that comes when you worship on our own. It's just between you and God. There's no one to watch you, no one to judge your singing or your dancing. Excuse me. And we keep centered through prayer and getting into the word. Even Jesus knew the scriptures and quoted them. It's often through reading the Bible that God reveals things to us. As we read daily and invite Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, we will come to new understandings, become aware of areas of our lives that need more of God, areas that we need to put aside, things that don't honour God or his kingdom. If we ask, we can be guided into passages that tell us who God says we are, speak our identity in Christ, speak of his love for us. There is so much in the Bible, a lifetime of learning and growing when we read with God at our side. So, as the clay is on the wheel, it's moulded and sculptured into the desired pot, fit for purpose that it's being used, that it's being made for. Our purpose, to walk with Jesus, to walk as Jesus walked, through intimate relationship with the one who made us, with God. The potter puts his hands inside and outside to support the pot as it takes shape. With God as our potter, our part is to allow him spiritual and physical access to our lives, both the inside and the outside. There will be things that God shows us to do or not to do. For me, part of my physical change has been learning to use my voice, speaking out when God asks me to, or moving from the back of the hall a little bit closer to the front so that I can actually see the words and sing and join in the worship. Now, both sound really easy, but at the time was really hard to do. Part of God's bigger plan, part of his moulding. I'm sure that we can all think of similar things that once were hard for us, but now a normal life. Spiritually, the moulding goes on as we listen, learn and seek God more. Psalm 139 from the Passion Translation is entitled, "You Know All About Me." Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul. You understand my every thought before it enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart before like an open book. You know all the words I'm about to speak, even before I start a sentence. You know every step I take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is too wonderful, deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings wonder and strength. I love Psalm 39. God knows our thoughts, our heart. He's interested in every part of our being. He's not just preparing us for the world to see on the outside, but wants our hearts and thoughts to be his too. Now, if the pot doesn't mould as desired, an expert potter can change the design as it goes along, still creating something beautiful, still valued and precious, still fit for purpose. God is our expert potter. If we, because we've given choice, choose a different path to the one that God has planned, I believe that he can still work with us, taking us to where he intended, but just by a different route. Joshua 1:5, the Lord tells Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you." The promises in the Bible are there for us too. God will never leave us or forsake us. That is why I say, if we resist the path that God has planned for us, he will still continue to guide us and lead us. We are sometimes rebellious and have a need to be independent, which takes us away from God's best for us. We have to turn back to God, ask his forgiveness, receive it, and then once again yield to his sovereignty and continue the work of being moulded. He will always be with us. There's a whole lot more that the potter has to do till the pot is complete. Dry, glaze, decorate, fire, possibly start again. But I think that's for another time. Our journey and walk with God, I pray, will never be complete in this life. Every day is an opportunity to learn something new about God, to have our thought patterns changed, or to walk more in the nature of Jesus. Every day is a chance for God to work his miracles and speak his words and show his love for the world through us. And every day, if we are willing, open and do not fight against it, the master potter can create a masterpiece in our lives. And by allowing ourselves to be moulded, we can shine and bring glory to God. I'd like to end with a quote from a devotional that I found. Christian 201 devotional, looking at the perspective of the clay and the potter. The clay says, "I've been slammed onto a hard spinning wheel. I'm flying round out of control, under pressure. I'm being squashed and squeezed. I know a fire lies ahead." The potter says, "Carefully I threw you onto just the right spot. Your implications are being smoothed as you spin. Your imperfections are being smoothed as you spin by the loving pressure of my hands. I'm holding you and moulding you, proud and pleased with my creation, as the fire that lies ahead will only enhance your beauty." So I want to pray with us before I leave you today, and I pray that you've got that something I've said brings your heart closer to Jesus and allows you to be moulded. So Father God, I thank you for your moulding process. I thank you that is not a process, that is a lifelong journey with you. Jesus, help us step closer to you today. Let us yield to the part that you are bringing to us, the part that you individually are working in us today. I thank you that you are kind and gentle. I thank you that you are ever present. I thank you that you know the way when we don't sometimes know what's happening. But I thank you, Lord, and I trust you. You are our potter, our master. We bow to you in your sovereignty, and ask your kindness that you yield us and mould us to be more like Jesus today. Amen. God bless you all.